Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This sports talk on the gun range. One stop shop, sure thing. You gotta tune in, we hit every target. You don't wanna miss, that's poor aim. Stay updated with the latest. These real shots, no pump fakes. I mean, what good is a nice trending topic? And you don't hear about it till a month late. I mean, where else can you get breaking news so fast? It's still under warranty. Only at the gun range. You would think we had staff members, ground zero in the future to go and see. Get it to you straight, that's point blank. Let it all out, then reload. Right back with it. Promise we can tell you everything you wanna know about the game, but the cheat code. That's beast mode. We can talk politics, we can talk fashion, maybe even talk about sex. Who's asking?
Wait, what?
Analyze next year's draft picks. Bad referee calls. Did he really catch it? Tell a few jokes here and there. Get a laugh in. Top current players in the has-been. Greatest debates of all time. You can only imagine, but you can come join us. Look into the scope and see now. Wanna keep up with your favorite team? We probably got a head coach on speed dial. Do you think sports are a blessing? They have a lot of questions. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing.
You
tired of looking for answers? Here's your chance to come and get it all at the gun range. Get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range. Come and get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range. Come and get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range. You can get it all at the gun range. Come and get it all at the gun range.
Welcome to Sports Talk on the Gun Range, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Mr. Daniels, here for another week of epic fun and excitement. And this is sports, you know. What's up, man? What's going on? How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Man, bruh, what isn't right now? Everything is on. This is a great vibe right now.
I'm going to go
great place. Peace amongst all nations and
shit.
All of that. Yeah. How are you though? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm on that same vibe, man.
You on
peace,
the same
love, tranquility.
Right. So
Oh, how you doing, Steve?
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, great. Oh, great, man. I'm amazing.
You're amazing?
Amazing.
Amazing.
He's not amazing.
Amazing.
He's amazing.
Oh.
With a K.
Zinc.
Okay. The real G's roll in silence. Like lasagna. No, it's... Anyway.
I know I'm supposed to say something right now.
It's way too early to let Steve throw you off, man. It is way too...
All right. So, yeah. Another week. Episode 33. We made it, you know. We still here. Yeah. With our Antoine Fisher,
I'm still standing. I'm still strong.
Got a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about today, man. What's some of those things we're going to be talking about?
I think the forefront of this is going to be the Cowboys. Positives and negatives coming from that game and what we expect moving forward.
Talk about positives?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of them. But we got to talk about what's going to happen moving forward and just what we expect from this team from here on out.
Okay. I can dig it. We're going to talk about Jerry a little bit or more Steven?
I feel like we got to have some Jerry talk.
Some Jerry.
We gotta have some Jerry talk, some Gary.
Jerry need
talk.
To show me he got some feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your foot down. You know? Like,
exactly.
And bring
Dez back. Bring what else we gotta talk about today, Steve?
Let's talk about what happened week 3 in the NFL, man. I mean, Mahomes is still a killer with a rocket arm, sideboard. This
what is a killer?
That means he shoot on, no, he ain't throwing no picks.
Yeah. What?
Oh. You know, man, he sure ain't no, no big dango.
Dango, man. You know
what I mean? So,
anyway,
I don't
man.
Know where the correlation came from. All right. Hey, you like it. I love it, bro.
And we also got some women commentators Thursday night. Let's talk about it.
The worst way to bring
it is, I mean, the time of the ass like what happened?
Man, we all look at
some Steve, what just
man, we talk about NFL.
Steve was talking, he's like, yeah, so we're like, bro, what just happened? You were talking so normal. Yeah, so I went to call. What is going on?
Oh man!
Oh my god, bro! Did you see that? I heard it.
It's gonna be an amazing episode, guys.
It is.
What
man.
For the books?
Look, the vibe is here. I'm feeling amazing.
I know, man. This is crazy, though. But dang, that was funny. So, what else in the NFL, Steve?
Just. The roughing the passer rule, man.
Okay.
Are they gone too far with that mess?
Yeah, right. Probably.
I'm sure.
That was a little better.
Is it good?
Or bad?
Or bad.
Man. Let's do all things in the field, man.
It goes right back to that lead story, NFL players.
Yeah.
Are they good or bad? And why are they doing this to each other? All this and more.
Do they like that?
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Man. But
go ahead, Mike.
It's been a crazy week though in the NFL.
It has. There's been a lot going on.
Lots of good. Lots of bad.
Man, you know, but what we're gonna go ahead and start with, bro. Oh, well, let me actually tell you the other thing I wanted to talk about too. We just gotta get to the bottom of this, man. Serious, all right? All right, Steve. Quit smiling. It's serious, all right? All right. Is that your... What just happened? All of that. It's a serious Steve. I need serious Steve to come out, all right? You need to be here. Bring serious Steve to the forefront. We got to talk about this, bro. The hell is going on with Cat Williams, man? Like, I just got to figure this out. What is going on with him, and what type of drugs is he on?
I need to find out myself.
This dude that went in at Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart had a very nice clap for that. He came back clapping. But I was just like, man, I love Cat Williams. Like, I think he's just one of them naturally funny guys. But, you know, he be, boy, when he throw that shade, man.
It's out there.
It's a crazy amount of shade. It's crazy. But I don't know what you think about that situation, Steve.
I want to say cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I'm just saying,
you gotta be on crack.
What? Okay, crack or cocaine?
You gonna be on both because he's kind of rich and poor.
Okay.
All right. He was ready for that one. Oh, man.
He was ready for that. I'm just saying. Oh. Playing both sides of the fence. Oh,
living life
some days we eat steak on payday. Some days we eat noodles.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
That's a true statement,
that
though.
That is. But... Oh man, so we just had a Cowboys game, man. Just run me down some of the main stats for that night, Mike.
Do you really care to know?
We got to provide a service to the people, man.
So the score was 24-13.
Okay.
Dak Prescott had two interceptions. He had one touchdown. Just thrown in garbage time. He was 19 to 34 for 168 yards, which brings the third straight game for this year that he did not eclipse 200. He didn't even eclipse 180 for the third straight.
I didn't know they can throw up to 168 yards passing these days in the NFL, you know.
Well, these days you can't unless you're last in throwing in the NFL. Then at that point... You can.
You're right. There you go.
You're right in your range.
Hate to throw that stat out, but Dak,
look, it is what it is.
He has the lowest amount of yards amongst active quarterbacks that's played through three games this year.
And that's sad. And reasons behind that, some of the reasons, his best receivers, most consistent as far as catches go, was tight end Jeff Swain. He had 5 receptions, 47 yards. Now, you look at that, 47 yards, not really that exciting, but the fact that he's at least using his tight ends.
Yeah.
It at least says, okay, here's something we've been missing the first 2 weeks, and it's finally here. But my issue is now he's ignoring receivers.
You're saying now, or he's been ignoring receivers?
I mean, he's been good at pinpointing a receiver, at least, and it's mostly been Cole Beasley. Beasley's been that guy.
It's been Thompson.
Cole Beasley's leading in receptions.
Thompson got probably
he's leading in targets. Yardage. No, he's leading. I know, Cole Beasley is leading in receptions.
Okay. But then, like I said, so it's good that he's finally using a tight end, but it's bad that we're still not getting anywhere. That's less than 10 yards a pop. For catches, and it's ridiculous. Bright side, there's a positive in this game, the one in my opinion, but it's also still a negative as well.
What's
up? Ezekiel Elliott actually eclipsed 100 yards. He had 127 rushing yards, but he did it on 16 carries.
Beautiful.
Which,
that's a great stat. Yeah, I'm
about to say. It's a great stat, except for why is he only getting the ball 16
exactly.
times?
Exactly. That's what I was.
Yeah. It sounds great.
Is great.
Yeah. It's like, okay, 16, 127. If you just ran out just that stat right there and said, how do you think the Cowboys did in that game? You think it was, even if we lost, you think it was less than an 11-point loss.
Yeah.
You think in a 3-point loss or something like that. Just from throwing that stat, like, oh, well, Zeke must have been running pretty good.
Had to have at least 3 touchdowns in that game.
You would think.
Yeah.
You think play action would be used in that game.
Yeah. What? No.
I think you know how you add plays to the playbook after a game?
Yeah.
They just rip them out. Say, nope. Nope. Not this game. Yep. Yep. Next game.
All right, so like just sticking with the offense itself, what was you thinking overall as far as Dak's play, Steve?
I've never seen so many curl routes in the game. It was like every wide receiver, that's the route you're going to run is a curl route. 10-yard curl. That's it.
Was it even 10? I feel like they were 7-yard curls.
Like, yeah, so going back to it, what do you think about Dak? In the game,
he wasn't good. I mean, he was better. He wasn't really better. I think really something is psychologically wrong with Dak in his sports psyche anyway. Because he hasn't been the same since Atlanta.
Yeah,
and boy, if he get hit. He turns to Eli. It turns to the Eli. I mean, not in the sense that, he's going to slide down when somebody's coming at him. He just gets shook badly.
I was thinking you meant in the sense that you want to punch him. When you I've never seen you before, but I would like to hit you in the face.
knock you out right now. But, yeah. I mean, that's getting closer to
it. So. I think it's on the horizon. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I will pay attention to your rant. Go ahead.
I just think he knows when to pull it, when he does the read option or, whatever.
Oh, what, the option what are you run, talking whatever about? You good Lord. Steve, but anyway. Calm down. hey, do us all a favor. It's all right. He's our brother. All right, we'll just come back to you, bro. You just catch up where you need to be.
Nah.
Hey, cool off, bud. Let's see. What would you think about Dak overall? Mike, come on, man.
Man, honestly, I didn't like the performance. I remember saying, I don't know if I said it on the show, but I remember saying it before, that I don't mind if he's throwing for under 200 if he's also giving us, you know, 40, 50 on the ground.
Gotcha.
Like, if he's throwing for under 200, but he's doing that, that's fine. Jerry Jones compared him to Cam Newton earlier in this year, and that's a Cam-like statistic right there. You know, 50-plus on the ground, not eclipsing 200, you know, probably two or three total touchdowns.
Yeah.
Something like that, I'm comfortable with. But if we're going three straight games and you're not going over 200, and the fact that you threw 34 times, you only completed 19 of those passes, but you threw 34 times and you did not get over 200, that's a serious issue.
Yeah.
That's a very serious issue. So I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I'm kind of out on Dak, to be honest.
Mm. Mm. Man, that's real. Did you feel that, Steve?
Yeah. Like,
that cold breeze is coming up here. I'm really not sold on Dak, to be honest with you. Hey, dang. Why just let you know? He's not feeling Dak right now.
We're drafting a quarterback next year. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready for it.
I mean, if the trend keeps going, because we already know the NFL is a trendy league.
Yeah.
If your trend is going out, they will let you go. Like, yeah. If you're not doing what they need you to do, Stephen Jones said before the year even started, he's like, we'll give Dak the contract that he deserves. He said it.
Yeah.
So whether for them, they were okay with whether that was 120 mil, and I'm pretty sure they'd be okay with like 60 mil as well.
Yeah.
Like, that just determined what they're gonna do. But you know, that you have to show up and show out.
Yep.
But one of the things that's just really worrying me with Dak himself is the fact that he doesn't get the receivers themselves involved.
Yeah.
It may be a crazy pass to Cole Beasley or Thompson for the game. That shouldn't be his favorite targets. They're not number one and number two on the depth chart.
Right.
And so why is it that Allen Hurns catch the ball, it's one reception for a whole game? Or
no rack.
Gallup. I don't even know if Gallup got a catch. I know he threw it to him.
He got one catch, 17 yards.
That's for the season, right?
No. This is for this game. But let's keep in mind, though, this wasn't a 17-yard throw because Dak never attempted a pass longer than 13 yards. So this was not a 17-yard throw. This was a catch and run. So just as an FYI, I'm just kind of throwing a stat out there.
Yeah.
And not once did he even attempt a pass over 15 yards. Not completed. He didn't even attempt. Mm. Cole Beasley had a pass that went for 18 yards. That was mostly Cole Beasley.
Gotcha. Real quick, Steve, I'm going to hit on this and we'll go to the next topic. But when you're looking at Dak and he's having this type of game and you see him consistently getting hit, what's going through your mind at that point? Like, what are you thinking? Because he's already not being accurate, but does the line have a part to play in this as well?
I would say yeah, because, I mean, you can't just let people beat you off the edge. Man, both tackles actually played bad, Collins and Tyron Smith. And, you know, they were getting beat. I don't know if they knew the snap count or what, but
Tyron Smith was just getting beat. We looked at that.
Let's say it was bad.
Unfortunately,
I definitely had to say it's on the line. Line got to play a little bit better.
You
would think anyway.
And real quick, Mike, what you think about that?
I definitely agree. The line does have to play better. I think until the line starts to gel and they do play better, it's on the coaches to develop and design more plays where Dak is getting away from the line, where he can see his receivers.
Some type of rollout, right?
Rollouts, play actions.
It's like that. Like, it's kind of like what Steve said. It's like they throw these plays out the book. Like, oh, yes, we can't roll out with Dak anymore.
Right.
Well, you can if your running back has 80 yards and it's not halftime yet. You can definitely do that. You can do a lot of things.
Exactly.
Through Christ. That strengthens you. but if Zeke's running the ball great, I don't see a reason why you can't open up the playbook at that point, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it actually begs the question at times, do we actually see Dak, does he have access to the whole playbook?
I have to think that he does. I have to think that it's just an extremely
limited playbook. It's just a skeleton playbook. I think that he does have full access, but it's probably two pages long.
Mm. But I want to – you brought up the offensive line, and you actually have brought up a stat to our attention that what the Dak has had the longest time in the pocket.
Yeah.
Amongst quarterbacks, which is what, 2.93, almost 3 seconds in the pocket?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something going on with the quarterback, yeah, if that's the case.
He doesn't – I do know he doesn't trust his first read anymore. Mm. That was something he really – like, he look at the first read, see if they were covered, and then say, all right, go in a second. But it's like he doesn't
trust. Because as soon as they get past 15 yards, they just block out of his vision.
Like, like, if you back up too far, if you're playing Madden. Yeah.
Where did she go?
So that's his range. His range.
Oh, they disappeared.
You got to back up like 15, 20 yards for Madden to blot it out, you know? They're like, we're not telling you what this is. You might be cheating. Good Lord. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Yep.
But I just want to throw it out there because I know you mentioned that stat and you had brought up the line. So I just want to at least throw out the fact that he's getting the protection.
Gotcha. And what we're going to go ahead and do, I'm going to let you, what's one of the NFL games that we got to talk about here so we can go in a little depth here?
We got to talk about one of the biggest games of this week. Actually, the one that kicked off the week.
Okay.
The emergence of Baker Mayfield, man.
B-May.
We had...
This is on Steven's fantasy team.
We had Jets versus Browns, Thursday night football. It was in Cleveland. You had the Cleveland crowd. They were hyped. They were ready. Tyrod Taylor, I have to say, in this game, he played two good games, the first two games of the season. This game, he played pretty bad. He was 4 of 14 for – I can't even remember the yardage he had on that one.
Oh, you talking about the
19
first game,
yards.
Right? Was it the first game against the Giants or something?
Huh?
Who was it?
No.
What is it against?
We're talking about the game that just happened.
Yeah, their first game was the Steelers. I'm talking about this game. I'm talking about before Tyrod went out with injury.
Oh, okay.
He was 4 of 14 for 19 yards. Those are Dak-like stats right there. Like he was pretty terrible. And he ended up going out with a concussion. Baker Mayfield came in just before halftime and immediately sparked up. I mean, people were calling for him early, and when he got out there, I mean, he created like the energy that he brought on the field.
Was it that of Atlanta? Like, bro, I'm like, wait, why did you bring that
you
up?
You already know. Anytime I say immediately, that comes to my mind. So I had to throw that out there.
Oh, man.
But no.
He gave them a jump, a jolt of energy.
Yeah.
Like, they got struck by lightning 10 times, and it sounded like a mixture of Fergie and Jesus. Like, it was beautiful. The energy was throughout the stadium. He gets in there. I don't remember if it was his first or his second drive where he caught the pass. He had the receiving touchdown.
That was after halftime, so that would have been probably his second drive. Because I think his first drive, he went down and kicked a field goal.
Yeah, but man, when he caught that pass and turned around, like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, to me, when I saw that, I was like, that's game.
So somebody compared it to, you remember when Dwayne Wade threw up that alley-oop to LeBron James? You know that famous picture where Wade kind of coming down. He got his arms spread out like this, and LeBron just still hanging on to the – somebody compared it to that picture right there, just kind of that environment because, like, it just had that hype behind it.
I put even more hype. I'll compare it to Kobe Bryant beefing with Shaq, throws him a oop. That closes the game out in the finals. You know which one I'm talking about. Yeah. Where he threw it like 11 feet in the air, and Shaq's like, "Oh, it's okay. I'll go get it." And then he just slams it like that. That is eerie energy. Yeah. Like, you know, this is not real. What you're looking at is not real. You should do not attempt this in real life because you can't do that. That was beautiful, bro.
And like that energy. We got to see the top two quarterbacks, you know, duel. Sam Darnold looked good for a moment, but
oh, he had, I'll give him a grade for the whole game, A plus. Like he played great.
Sam Darnold was good. He was good. He had some turnovers. You know, he had an opportunity to kind of lead a 2 minute, you know, drill, and that ended up ending in a turnover, which ended the game. But he played well, but he just could not match Baker's energy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, but that was like synonymous, man. It's just it was right place, right time for real.
Just knew that they were coming back in that game. It didn't matter what happened.
Yeah,
they were coming back in that game.
Yeah, it was at some point Baker said this, like, we're gonna, like you said, it was when he caught that pass. It was like, yeah, this is it. Like, this is the game right here. And it was that pass right there that solidified, and it was announced officially yesterday, of course, but that solidified that Baker was going to be the starting quarterback moving forward.
And nothing against Terai, but you can't go against that energy. Man, if they would have started Terai, you see all types of negativity going forward. But, like, I respect that organization a little more in how they operate, obviously because of Hard Knocks. But, like, that type of move, to me, it was, like, no-brainer. It was like, you got to. You ain't had no choice. You, like...
He got in because of injury, and then
and somebody else came in. They gave everybody a jolt. It actually kind of makes you think about that to the same extent of that Monday night game. You know, with the with Fitzpatrick and the Bucks.
I guess you could say he came in for himself or something.
But like same thing though. Like you come in this game three. This is still an audition for you to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a choice before the beginning of that game. Either we gonna definitely start Winston, or we're not going to do anything at all. You know what I'm saying? Or we're just going to go ahead and keep Fitz. And that's a big move to make.
Especially.
It would have been easier if Fitz would have thrown just three interceptions, and that was the end of it. That would have been real easy.
Yeah.
But that ain't what happened. That was a beautiful game.
Don't make it easy.
Man, what was you thinking when you was watching that Monday night game, Steve?
Well, at first I was like, Fitz, they started expecting he was going to be the starter. And now he's out here throwing three interceptions in the first half.
And by the way, me and Mike were going back and forth. One of them, definitely it was him. But the other two,
they were.
It tipped. Was like, come on, man.
The pick six was the one that was. I would say, that was your fault, man.
Because I understand he was getting pressure, but it was just you don't do that in the red zone.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
See, my thing is, he was throwing on those other two. Well, on one of the other two, because one got batted at the line. Then that's really not his fault. But that other one, he threw into triple coverage. And so, that's kind of your fault, too.
And I think that's what we like out of our quarterbacks, man. At the end of the day, let's act like this is the Wild Wild West.
Can you
just be a gunslinger for me? Like,
give me a gunslinger.
Man, can you just throw the ball where I know you shouldn't throw it? There's a game we're going to cover in a little bit later on that signifies everything you want out of a gunslinger. But, you know, we'll touch on that on the next one. But it's crazy. I'm happy that football's back.
I just want to point out, you want to talk about that gunslinger mentality there. Ryan Fitzpatrick's first quarterback in history to have three consecutive 400-plus yard games.
And definitely had to talk to him. That's what I'm saying.
And even though he has this beautiful record, right? He is not leading in yards. Brady is leading the league right now. Ain't that crazy?
Wait.
Bro.
Is Tom Brady leading the league? Are you sure?
Bro, let's pull up the stats, bro, because I could have swore he's number two. Fitz ain't number one in yards.
I'm pretty sure Fitz got to be number one.
He got to.
Tom Brady only put up 100-something yards in this last game.
He has to be.
Somebody else was number one. If it didn't, for sure, if it wasn't Tom Brady.
I would say if anybody, it's either going to be Mahomes or Big Ben, because Big Ben
has been doing it.
So,
it was Ben, that would make more sense. But
Mahomes, too, though. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, we got Ryan right at the top. Yeah, Tom Brady's not even in
the top. Is it Ryan?
Yeah, Tom Brady's not even in the top 10.
I was thinking about it must have been Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan.
I just knew that Fitz was still number two, and I was
No, when I said Ryan, I meant Fitz. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Fitzpatrick is number one, Roethlisberger number two, Breeze number three.
Yep. And Cousins is number four. So Mahomes not even up there, but he.
Tom Brady only has 644 yards.
We're gonna get the Mahomes.
Yeah.
Y'all think the dude's great. I'm just letting you know. He just in a. Know what? Nope. Not gonna. You're not gonna do it. Not gonna do it, man. Let's do that because what we really need to talk about is how good can this Cowboys defense be?
Guns thinks they're going to be top three by the end of the year. I got to disagree with them, and it's because of what we saw this past Sunday. They looked great. They looked like a great defense for an entire half. But the fact that they had to keep running out there, and I'm expecting that all year. Yeah. I'm expecting a lot of three and outs for the Cowboys.
They mainly had more of a mental breakdowns. It wasn't like...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but it was. But the fact that they had to keep going out there, that causes an issue. You know what I mean? Even if it is just mental breakdowns, what does that equate to? It just means that your brain isn't really clicking like it should, probably because you didn't get enough rest. Probably because you was out there and you, as soon as you jogged off, it was time to jog right back on because your quarterback... In three tries, can't throw for 10 yards.
Can't get the thing right now.
So, but with that being said, they're still going to be a top 10. I'm saying they're ending at 7. They're going to be the 7th best defense in the league.
What you think, Stu?
Well, I mean, who playing safety? Because obviously, if Heath ain't out there, we giving up touchdowns, deep touchdowns. Kayvon Frazier. But I mean, definitely mental breakdowns. Randy Gregory got pissed off before halftime and said, "Hey, let me just punch somebody in the face real quick. Make sure they get 15 yards and help Janikowski make an easier field goal than 62 yards. That's too close for him." But yeah,
I forgot about that penalty, and yes, I was pissed off when I saw that.
Gary did say something to him. He was like, "Oh, that's what the fuck we doing?" He just kept walking. I wanted Gary to say, "Oh, that's what the fuck we doing, and we don't see Randy Gregory anymore in the second half." You know what I'm saying? You want to be stupid? Well, sit your stupid ass over here on the bench.
You never know. He might have got coached up.
He could. I'm pretty sure he did.
Cowboys aren't known for coaching.
No, I'm pretty sure Melanieri, Mr. Cotton.
Cotton Hill. Yeah, Marinelli, I'm sure he had some words to say about that. Oh, man. But you right,
though. It's the same thing. You know Marinelli going to say the same words to you every time. I kill me 50 men. Now you get out there on that field. Like, you know what speech is coming. You know, it's still powerful all the way up to this day, but still, you can't relate it to what's going on today. Yeah,
you want to know why it's so powerful though?
Why is that?
Because he walks just like Cotton Hill when he's out. It got to be true. Just shut up his shins.
Then Crawford fell down. I thought I almost lost it. I was like, how we lose Crawford? He worked out really hard this year. He's in the best shape he ever came into the camp. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but he was back. I'm guessing he probably dislocated a finger or something. Yeah, it has been something like that for him to come right back out. But
Woods went down right after that, too, a little bit afterwards. I was like, man, we dropped.
I'll tell you what. My defensive MVP for that game? Probably a Vander Esch or
like
whatever.
Vander Esch, yeah.
Bro, he can tackle.
Yeah.
He can do that.
He got drugged when he tackled, but I was like, he hurt the guy. He hurt the guy when he was getting drugged. I was like, so you should have been dragging with that guy on your head. And then, like, he made a beautiful open field tackle. Like, he actually made a lot. I think they threw out some statistics, like his first game.
Yeah.
His first six plays, he had 5 tackles or something like that.
Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a tackling machine. Like, but what he did more this game was actually make tackles for losses.
Right.
That's what I've been wanting to see.
And the open field.
Yeah.
Like, some guys, they just take great angles. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing you can say.
Some guys take terrible angles.
Yeah, and he doesn't hit hard. He doesn't. Not like he's trying to knock you out. He's not that type of player.
It's prototypical tackling for him. Like, man. I mean, he wraps you up. You don't go any further because it's those hard hits that end up
hurting.
You end up getting bounced off and stiff armed into oblivion.
I just think about that stiff arm.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Conner got stiff armed into oblivion because he didn't know how to tackle.
Bro,
he got hurt.
He's on IR.
No, yeah, he is on IR.
Who do you think you are?
IR. Was he in IR for?
Man, some type of ankle injury, but that was, man, you like know it was related.
Ego.
Yeah, he got a
bruised ego.
That's what it really was. He was like, I can't go back out there, coach. Not until they forget about me. Like,
No. Somebody else got to get done up for it.
I got to fake the injury now. Like, I mean, I look stupid if I was healthy. Oh, man. You know you hurt play. When you blame it on something completely different from what it was. Because you know it's a bruised ego, and he's like, my knee. It's my knee.
It's always the knee.
Something wrong with my knee.
It buckled right before I got to him. He just put his
head. You know, my knee. I told you it hurt last week.
I didn't want to believe you now. Went on. Look at
it. You know? But it is what it is there, I guess. Oh, man. It's crazy. But nah, his tackling, it was good to see. Jalen Smith made a few positive plays. He's still going to be getting better each week. So I still see improvement for him there. But Jalen Smith, like, there was a time that game he could have got a really nice hit, and he didn't. And I was like, come on, bro. You could have really got the guy. But, you know.
Eli. Just think of Eli.
Bro. That Eli thing is funny, though, when you look at it. There's no reason Eli should have thought he could have got around him unless you remember Jalen Smith from last year. And then you're like, oh, I can get around this guy pretty easily. And it looked almost comical because he's like, David's about to beat Goliath. No, he's not.
Not today, buddy.
This is a
buddy.
Different version. This is a different version.
Just stomped on him, smashed him.
Bro, that was... Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, man. But I think he's playing better. Who else? Anybody else? Aside, I know defense line's doing great. Yeah. But anybody else shine for you in the game?
Oh. I say
no. Go ahead, Steve. Because I have nobody on that list outside of who's already been mentioned.
Byron Jones.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think anybody caught anything on his side, like at all.
Yeah, but he's playing really nice.
Man.
He's being like the top rate. Shutdown corner right now.
He looks like a first round draft pick.
Right. Amazing. It's amazing what you can do when you draft a cornerback and then make him play cornerback.
Man, no, he might actually do good at playing
at cornerback.
I don't believe y'all. I'm sorry.
He
gotta go safety, right? He gotta be a safety. If he can run, right? They gotta put him at safety. He can run. That's where you put him at, right? Huh? No? Oh, okay.
This is backwardsville.
It's just crazy. Like,
we don't like our receivers run vertical. They run horizontal.
Our receivers run sideline to sideline.
Coach, why are we running this way across the field? Because
our cornerbacks play safety.
Let's go ahead and talk about the MVP of the offense himself, Zeke Elliott. He actually did what I did not want him to do, and it just lets you know like how much they actually depend on him. He apologized for his play. He had two really big mental breakdowns.
Yep.
Yeah.
One where he stepped out of bounds on a touchdown play.
Oh man, I know that hurt.
And then he had another one where he actually fumbled the ball. Guy got him, pause it, but he got him from behind, and he took the ball away. And
pause.
I already did it.
Yeah, he had
no, paused. I know. I was just pausing on something.
No, you paused.
You paused.
And that was, it did look, it was like, come on, bro, come on, bro, because he made a great play.
Yeah.
And I think he was just in a nice gear the whole, all yesterday. But yet he's apologizing, putting the game on him. No, it's not always on you. It's not. We shouldn't be having to depend. If he makes a mistake like that, we should be able to bounce back.
Right.
Not have a three and out.
Right.
Not take advantage of the play action to freeze the defense to get them to play fair. We should have something there to compensate so this guy doesn't have to go out there each play thinking that if he has one mental error that he's going to cost us the game. Because if you're thinking that, you're going to think about it even more.
Yep.
You're going to think about it more. And then what's going to ever happen, Steve?
You're going to turn into Trent Richardson.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Dang. Ooh. I wasn't trying to go that dark.
Whoa.
All right.
I think he had more rushing yards than Trent in his first day.
Y'all don't want to believe it. Trent Richardson's rookie year was great. It was after that everything.
Yeah, no, he did it. He did it.
I think the first 2 years were pretty.
No,
it was just the first rookie year.
He went down.
Because after the second year, he got traded in his third.
Yeah, he was gone.
And then his fourth, fifth, and sixth was.
Did he even make it a six?
I think he did. But
it was like,
that's
when
Seattle was like, wow.
Jason Witten went up there was like, get him off the field. He's garbage.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, but just looking at it, I think he has a – I don't think that should be his where he is. I don't think he should be thinking, oh, this game was my fault. Mm-hmm. Did you believe that the game was actually his fault?
I have to say it was only because we talk about energy. We talk about what energy can do. And as much as I would hate to put it on him in this instance, he was potentially bringing us that energy on that touchdown run.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was excitement. It was like, okay, this could be the turnaround until it wasn't. So I hate to put the blame on him, but the fact that he made those mental errors, I mean, everybody's got to get blamed for the mental errors that they make at the end of the day. We can't, and y'all guys know that I do it. I can't throw all this hate on Dak for his mental errors and then give Zeke a pass.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, yeah, I think it was. I think it was on him. He was the one person that showed up. But because of that, offensively, but because of that, any mistake he makes is amplified.
Yeah, because, I mean, he is our offense. That's pretty much what they said anyway.
There you go. Yeah. He's the rock star. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I mean, shoot. Because I know that was one play that Dak actually read right. You know, wasn't nothing there. Got out of the pocket. Did a scramble drill. Zeke actually had the mind frame to run down the field, you know, instead of just looking at Dak. Oh, he running. Look at Dak run. Run, Dak run. But, you know, it sucks. But, hey, that's when you don't recognize or don't really think about where you are on the field, you're going to end up going out of bounds. Because he wasn't pushing nothing. He was just... It almost looked like Earl Thomas, like, look, I apologize for picking y'all off. I'm going to let Zeke run it in zone wide open for y'all. I know he's not out of bounds. You know, just toss it. That. Just make the throw. If you make the throw, I'm coming over to your team. But, hey, you know, things happen.
Wow. That ran happened.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see where this goes. You never disappoint. Never. Okay. I mean, that's one way of looking at it, man. I want to go ahead and switch it over a little bit. Go ahead and, we got to bring this game up before I end up getting mad. And that's not other than the Chiefs game, man.
Ooh,
yes.
Can we just go over this real quick? Can I get a quick overview?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The MVP of the league, Mr. Pat Mahomes, threw for another three scores, 314 total yards, only missed 14. It was 24-38. He's balling, to say the least. Like, he is still balling. Keep in mind, he has yet to throw an interception this year.
Mm.
So his current
touchdown to interception ratio in his career, in which he only started, what, I think one game last year.
Yeah.
And he threw two picks in that game. So currently he's got 13 touchdowns to two interceptions. That's Rodgers-esque right there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's Rodgers-esque. Like, the fact that you're putting up this many touchdowns and you got this many yards, meaning, and he, once again, he threw 38 times.
Yeah.
So he's throwing it around. And to not get picked off yet this year, like, he's doing, it's amazing.
Change the offense, man. I mean,
Steve, I'm about to humble y'all. Anyway, what you got to say about Mahomes, man?
I'm just saying, he got those 44 Madden type arm strength, you know, pow. He got that zip with the ball. Now,
did you say Madden. 44?
44 Madden. But
44 Magnum.
Okay, because
you thought you said 44 Madden.
Yeah. I thought he said 44 Madden arm strength. And I'm like, yeah. Bro, that's nothing to brag about. Like,
are you a kicker?
Like, power.
44. You trying to do the fake punt and the kicker can't throw him past 10 yards? Like that?
Oh, no.
That's where the 44 is, right?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, man, I was just saying, you can't know her, man. He's a slinger. He's a gunslinger, and he's really changed the Chiefs' offense from being a run-first offense to, hey, we got a couple speed guys will stretch the field. Until, hey, we're passing off.
I'm smiling because okay. I know Ryan is ready to say something about
that.
The Chiefs play. No, if Dak was in Kansas City right now, I need this to be heard. If Dak was in Kansas City, he would be in the top five passing in the NFL. If he was in Kansas City, reason I'm saying this, you say name somebody on the Kansas City Chiefs that don't run a 4-0. A 4-flat. Hey, somebody on the Chiefs that don't run a 4-flat.
Was Alex Smith in the top? Was Alex Smith in the top
yes.
five?
Yes. This is why you're helping the argument. Because it was Alex Smith. He's like, hey, he's wide open. I'll go ahead and throw the ball. Now, just think, that's somebody that don't care to throw the ball long. Now you give it to somebody that's like, hey, I actually have a great arm. That is an attribute that he definitely had. Great arm.
44 Madden.
Bad.
So, I'm like, this guy, he's stupid, Mike. He has a great arm. He's mobile as I don't know what. But think about it. The Chiefs, I'm going to throw a statistic out here for y'all. They have some type of separation statistic.
Oh.
How many yards are your receivers separated from the next closest defender?
You got Tyreek.
You got the Cowboys.
That's not fair.
You got the Cowboys who might have 0.5.
An arm's length away.
You got a Cowboy who might be 0.5. Then you got what's a good team? What good? Let's say Rams,
Pittsburgh.
You got Pittsburgh who might be Pittsburgh, right? I know, but you got Pittsburgh that might be. They might be 2 yards separation, and that might even be 1.5. The Chiefs are 3 yards separation. What I'm saying here, not on the incompletions, on Patrick Mahomes' completions, the receiver is 3 yards away from the defender. That means when he throws the ball, they're a meter away from the defender, which does say, hey, I got good vision. That's one, because receivers are open almost every play. Let's just be real. But it says that, but it also says your receivers are super fast. You got not Mike Wallace, you got Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins playing the number three position. He ain't even the top two receiver on the team.
Uh, He might be now.
I forgot his last game. But this guy spreading the ball out. Multiple guys got catches.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes. Okay. We had to talk about this next gen type stuff. That's what you want.
Great.
That's what you want. Out of when we say gunslinger mentality, that means we want you to hike the ball, move over, back up a little bit, see somebody's coming at you from your right, go to the left, see the left's coming at you, turn around, go back towards your right, and throw a dime in the end zone.
On the street. Zip.
That angle that he threw it at ain't even fair.
Yeah.
Like, he had to throw the ball at the exact time that he threw it in order for it to hit the receiver. But how did it get to the receiver that fast? That's receivers running around like what? Where are we acting like this is at this point?
What? Like playground?
Yeah. Throw it to me. Hey, I'll be open on this.
I was open on the left side, but now I done ran to the right. That's all that happened. He ran a short dig route. Yeah. Saw that Mahomes was in trouble. Ran to the other side, and boom, this dude, he found him in the end zone like no other, bro. It was a defender in the inside, but it was that corner right there on the outside. And if he had thrown that off, that's the best throw this year. What you think?
Yeah. I mean,
it had to be, and
we've seen it. Like, only throw I think that would give it some competition was the Kirk Cousins to Adam Thielen against Green Bay. That one that kind of forced the overtime, because that one was ridiculous. That was also thrown in double coverage, and it went under the both defenders' arms,
right where it needed to go.
Like, so that one was just great. And Adam Thielen catches about everything you throw to him.
Kirk Cousins got that arm that's, you don't want to give him the gunslinger mentality. You know, you don't want to give him that stamp, because you'd be thinking, oh, he needs a more powerful arm. But every time he makes those throws, it's powerful enough.
Yeah.
That was
I'm going all out.
Yeah,
like, I don't hit it this time.
There's some soul in the football. I give you my soul. Make it to the receiver. Because bro, there was no reason that ball shouldn't have been tipped. At least,
yeah.
That was,
and it went right where it needed to go. So
I still give Mahomes over it for a level of difficulty.
Yeah,
but Cousins did the impossible there too.
He was scrambling.
But Cousins definitely did the impossible there too. I forgot about that. Those two players are crazy. Yeah. I think this has been a year for the quarterback overall, man.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
this is the time for the quarterback. That's what it is.
But is it the penalty for the quarterback?
Man,
Mike, go ahead and go to his next topic.
Whew. Oh man. I'm afraid to talk on it because they might flag me.
See, I'm upset. All right? That's why Mike got to handle this. I'm upset about all this.
So this roughing the passer calls getting out of hand. We've had 31 roughing the passer calls this year through week three. We had 16 last year. A total of 51 in the whole year last year. We're already 20 away from that, and we haven't even hit, like, teams' bye weeks yet.
Wow. And even then, the only reason this stupid rule's in play is because your quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, got hurt by it.
Putting your body weight on the quarterback.
And his linebacker's gotten the penalty at least three times.
Which is, like, just very, like, that's cosmically ironic.
Yeah.
Cosmically ironic. Because it's helped them lose games or tie games because of it. It's like
the Aaron Rodgers rules.
Yeah, it is. And he says it's stupid, and maybe he agrees, but fact of the matter is, had he had stronger collarbones, they wouldn't have his rule. But
perfectly fine when Romo was getting collarbones, bro.
Right. But Aaron Rodgers, nah, he's the $100 million man. He's the face of the NFL.
Yeah.
Romo used to get destroyed, but it didn't matter. You know, he put himself in harm's way, and Aaron Rodgers would never, ever do that because he never runs around.
Never.
So.
On hurt knees and stuff.
Right.
He never gets carted out of a damn game only to come back and lead a comeback.
With his legs.
With his legs. But nonetheless.
Nah, he Lieutenant Dan out there.
The Aaron Rodgers rule, this roughing the passer has been crazy. It has lost people games. It's just screwed up a lot. It's just screwed up a lot in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
It's so much so that, like, players are like, well, what do we do? What do we do? A Dolphins player is out for the season, tore his ACL because he tried to stop himself from roughing the passer.
Seen yep. it.
From getting that, because it last year this would have been a normal hit. Yeah. And he would have been good, but he did not want to get called for roughing the passer. So he planted his foot a certain way, tore his ACL, he's out for the year.
Yeah.
So and players are getting hurt.
They did enough last year when they implemented the rule where you can't hit the quarterback below the knee.
Yeah.
That already made it hard for defenders to go at quarterback. So to me, they rectified it with that rule. And yet for them to, especially the Clay Matthews hits, none of those were roughing the passer.
And we know previously it was a Tom Brady rule. When we talk about not being able to hit him below the knee, that was a Tom Brady rule, you know? So can't hit quarterbacks in the head. Yeah. Can't hit quarterbacks below the waist. There's just one, like, really sweet spot that you can hit them. But even then, you can't put your body weight on them, which is a tackle. How am I supposed to tackle somebody without putting my body weight on them?
It's like boxing without being able to punch.
Basically, they want you to Jalen Smith every quarterback.
Yeah, you know, just throw your shoulder. just throw your shoulder like
go down
specifically in this area. Yeah. Like if you go anywhere outside of that area, it's bad.
Like, that hit was so clean, I thought it was dirty. I was right. they're gonna pull.
I kind of thought the same thing. I was like, they might flag him, and I was like, oh, they didn't flag him.
Can't get away with that.
That game gave me so much joy in life. Like,
his last Cowboys could go all away.
They could go O out from here on out, and I'll still remember that game and how every time they show Eli, it was just the funniest thing. Dude was not feeling it. Oh, man. I know you said he's the Hulk in the latest Avenger movies. If you don't know about the Hulk in the latest Avenger movies, he's not that great. But, hey.
Hulk's mad.
Hulk's, I'm done. So, you know, the Cowboys front office been being told they're not going to make any moves as of yet, any major moves as of yet. Which basically, to me, you guys might hear it one way. I'm actually hearing it like, yeah, we're probably about to fire this guy. What are you thinking when you hear the Cowboys say, hey, as of right now, we're not going to make any moves on Scott Linehan? Or personnel changes overall?
I hate the smoke screens. I really do, because it makes it feel like you don't know what they're doing, because they're going to come out and say this. And if they throw in the yet in there, then yeah, okay, now we're – at least we know it's probably on the way.
Yeah.
But when you start smoke screening like that, I understand you don't want everybody in your business. At that point, you can just say no comment. But the reason I hate it is because we had the situation how Jason Garrett got hired as a head coach to begin with. I want to say it was 2 weeks before Wade Phillips got fired. Jerry Jones gave him his full backing. He said,
oh, I 100% want him to finish the season.
He said, this guy is going to be our coach moving forward 100%. Like, 2 weeks later, he was gone. And
I forgot about that.
And the issue is not even so much, like, I don't care about the coach's egos or whatever like that, because Wade went on and he's doing great right now.
Yeah.
I don't care about the coach's egos, but it bugs me because that's exactly how you lose a locker room.
Yeah.
When you can look at when you see these coaches not doing what they're doing, because of this thing, if it was a player outside of maybe Dak, if it was a player that just wasn't performing, they're not going to be on the field. Mm-hmm. Terrence Williams ain't been performing too much this year. He had 9 snaps in his last game. They didn't utilize him. That may not have been a good or bad thing, but they didn't utilize him. But the fact of the matter is, you discipline players who don't perform. Why are you not doing it to the coaches? You give them this 100% backing. And then when you go to fire them, after you give them this 100% backing, it makes everybody else say, okay, who's next?
Yeah.
Now what's happening? You know, It brings confusion within the locker room, in my opinion.
Gotcha. So I think his coach is not anywhere near as in hot water as him. But when you're thinking about the Cowboys, always thinking about the Cowboys of the AFC. And what do you think about the Raiders right now? With their 0-3, they lost Khalil Mack. There's reports that Gruden does not like the GM. That's an employee right now.
There's reports that he's already lost his locker room, at least half of it.
Yeah, and because of the Khalil Mack thing. And then also there's reports that there's a rift in the staffing because of Gruden and the GM. And I'm
oh, my goodness.
That's all so sudden.
So sudden. We're not
what
even
you paid for
four games in. Like, this is three.
He's supposed to be allowed a 2-14 season. He's supposed to be allowed there, right?
Right.
And that's not the feeling that you get.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And this is my issue with his 0-3.
Mm.
He led in every single game. Going into the half of every single game, he has led.
And maybe if he had a pass rush, you know, he can hold that lead.
If only he had a pass rush, they can get to the quarterback.
Well, you know, he said it's hard to find pass rushers in this league.
I think he should trade for Khalil Mack.
I think so, too.
Sign him to an extension.
Give up three first round picks. We want our man back.
But you know what? I would probably take that if I was the Bears. Because you know they're going to be like a bottom five team this year. So the Bears is like.
That sounds like a good idea.
You know what? Give me. Just go get Ed Oliver and Nick Bosa.
I wonder, Steve, you think he's lost the locker room? I'm talking about John Gruden.
No, I don't think he's lost the locker room, but this is what happens when you give a coach a 10-year guaranteed $100 million contract. You're like, oh, it doesn't matter what you do. You're here for 10 years.
It makes me wonder if the Khalil Mack move was actually his, because he was owning up to it. Like, this is a organizational move.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you like it. So... It did make me question that part a little bit. What was you thinking when you heard about that?
And maybe this is something that they prepared for, like as far as the coach staff. Maybe this is why they gave him 10 years, because they said, hey, you know, or looking into it, maybe they didn't expect this year to be all that great. They probably didn't expect to be as bad as it is, in a sense, like I said, blowing three. Like, you have the potential to be 3-0 right now if you just keep a lead. But maybe they did expect to, you know, of course you expect to kind of be some turmoil. I don't think they anticipated a rift between him and the GM.
Yeah, and then a potential rift in the locker room. You know what makes me think the locker room ain't lost? Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you ain't heard nothing.
That's true. Yeah.
That's my only beacon I got to go off of is Lynch. Because Carr, he's going to be a quarterback. Yeah. It's going to be for the organization regardless. But Lynch...
He's going to say something if he needs to say
if
something.
If it needs to be said. Yeah, now, if it's just some regular locker room stuff, he's not going to say nothing to you. But
I got to say, though, man, if one thing I can give credit to Gruden for is he definitely has that offense on some type of a steroid or something, at least for a time, like for a moment. Because I think there was a point in time where the tight end had over 100 yards and it wasn't even halftime yet.
Yeah, well, I know Jordy did for sure.
There we go. Not the tight end. Yeah, Jordy Nelson. Say.
Yeah, Jordy Clown.
I was like, dang, who got Jordy Nelson in fantasy?
So, I mean, he had, and Carr's been looking great. He's been looking better every game, too. Like, Carr's been getting better. He's getting more to that Carr that people were questioning going into the 2017 season is could he be a future MVP? He's kind of starting to look like that guy again. But. You got to be able to put it all together, and Gruden's not doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
It's going to take some time.
Yeah. Who's surprising you this year? I'll tell you one team that's surprising me, especially with their output. And when y'all hear this, when y'all hear about why, you're going to know and you're going to think about my Madden play and why I like this stat. If I'm not mistaken here, The North. Anyway, the Carolina Panthers.
North Carolina.
They're not the North Carolina Panthers. I was like, what the hell? Anyway, so the Carolina Panthers racked up 275 plus yards on the ground. That sounds like a game me and Guns would play on Madden. shout out to Guns and Melvin Gordon.
Shots fired.
You know, he's been on the show a few times. You know, he ain't said nothing about nothing. He ain't got nothing against Ryan being the number one Madden player right now amongst the crew. I forgot to say something to him about that. Well, I took a picture of it. All right, but
still got it.
Got the picture, guys. I look at it sometimes before I go to sleep.
Have it framed.
You know, I'm thinking about getting it framed. Boy, he was hot.
I'm a legend like Ryan.
Hey, have y'all still been playing Madden?
Yeah. We've been our league been kind of moving along a little pretty slow, but yeah, we're still playing though.
Like y'all getting better?
I'm definitely getting better. It was a learning curve, but like
after I feel like it's still a little bit of a curve, but like yeah. But I feel like it's still a little bit of a learning curve there, but it's so much to learn in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Steven don't even want to play me. Probably because of the way I ask him. I'd be like, this is how I ask him. I don't say, hey, Steve, you want to play Madden? I don't say that. I'd be like, want to play Madden?
You got six, bro.
And he's like, nah, I'm good. Like, come on, man. All the kids are doing it. let's play Madden, bro. You want to be cool, don't you?
I rarely play, man.
You said what?
I said I rarely play.
Okay. All right.
Play our little game in our season. That's it. That's all I touch it. Hands off.
No, that's your fault. Nah. If people don't talk trash to me, I really don't care when I'm playing you. Like, as soon as you start talking trash, I'm like, bro, you do know we just playing for fun.
Are you serious?
Let it burn.
Oh, you remember the trash he was talking in our chat? He talked smack against me, man. It was so personal. It wasn't even funny when I played him. I was like, bro, I'm going to get 300 yards rushing. It was like on some Kevin Hart stuff. I'm going to get 300 yards rushing.
And then
he clapped right back at me. You get 300 yards on me, and I'll quit playing Madden forever. And so, you know, I was 49 yards from the goal. I thought about busting one play out, and I couldn't get it. I couldn't break it out to the outside. But after that, I was like, nah, that'd just be shady. Like, you know, I was like, let me give this one more good shot. You know, I was like, oh, okay, fine. I don't have to get it. I would have got it, though. Just know that. It was like 30 seconds left to go in the game, and I ran like two plays. And I was like, all right, fine. I don't want it. But, yeah, that was fun. I just had to bring it up because it was funny. But
yeah, I feel like you didn't even want to talk about Carolina. You just wanted to talk.
That's where it was coming from, right? Nah, but Christian McCaffrey, man, what was it, 178?
He had his breakout year, 187.
184. Okay.
So he had his breakout game. It was his first 100 yards.
It looked like college. Yeah. Him. Yeah. Like, especially his angles.
Yes.
The definitely. Angles that he takes in the open field. Oh, my God. Because I was like, how'd he get Pat? Angle. You know, you get all happy, you're like, man, that angle.
Makes sense.
That angle.
I gotta say though, I've been surprised by Miami, man. I threw out some stats earlier in regards to Ryan Tannehill, man. And just kind of the way that he's been playing. Really the way that he's played under Adam Gase. Like, he's been
kind of a, it's been a resurgence, to say the least.
He has never really played bad.
He's never really played good either. Like, he's always just been...
Like, his contract was right on the money. Yeah, it was like a $90 million contract, 5 years or something.
He's been that quarterback that is the measuring stick for the rest of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If you're better than Ryan Tannehill... Yeah, he's
that, right at that number 15, 16.
There you go, yeah.
Right in the middle.
But he's been playing really well this year. Not making many mistakes. He's got his team at 3-0 right now. Like, everybody's surprised they're leading the AFC.
They got some guys that can run out there, too.
Like, oh, yeah.
They're wide outs.
After getting rid of Ajayi. Like, Kenyon Drake is like, I can do this now. Like,
Ajayi and, what you call it, for the Browns?
Which one? Hi.
No, wide receiver, bro.
Oh, you talking about the run? Oh, I'm talking running back, but yeah, Landry, yeah.
I was just saying their offense. You saying you got the offense humming? And that's then for after them you lose not two have, of your key
yeah,
players.
Yeah, like, no, I got you. Yeah.
That's a lot going on. We on the same page.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, who else caught your attention, Steve? Anybody else catch your attention? The other teams?
Well, Minnesota and Buffalo. That game caught my attention.
Come on, what?
Attention. Come
on. It did what?
You heard me.
Hey, anyway. hey. What about it?
Caught my attention. That's what it caught.
Okay.
Nickel.
Okay.
Little nickel. But anyway.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Go ahead.
Anyway, the way they stomped out Minnesota was crazy, like super crazy. I mean, how do you go in there? They almost shut them out. At home, Minnesota was at home. That's like unheard of. And, what's that? Kendricks? I think it was Kendricks. Michael don't want Kendricks. No part of Josh Allen. Allen was juked him in open field, stiffed on him in open field, jumped over him in open field.
Yeah, man.
It's like anything he needed to do, he went straight for him. Oh, that's number 55. I just jump over him.
Real quick, man, just touch base, too. What did you think about the whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing, man?
I didn't actually see the injury. I just
Well, it was non-contact injury. Yeah. Like it was like the he step just back. Before he yeah. touched the guy.
Yeah, it was it's terrible. You know, obviously, people was kind of holding him to some high regards early on. He hadn't really played all the way to that potential that everybody held him up to, but he hasn't been playing too terrible. We got to remember San Francisco is just not a great team. But he was doing what he could, and now he's out. Now they got to return back to Bethard, and I got to say season loss for him. I got to say season loss.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to end up bringing in a vet, but I think Bethard's going to get the call, and it's going to just determine on how bad he sucks before they move on to somebody else.
Gotcha.
A vet like Kaepernick?
No. They're not even going to entertain Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, one other thing, man. Dez on his Instagram basically said he's talking like he's about to be on a team.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the exact thing. Let me go ahead and pull that up.
Wait for it.
Let me get out my DMs.
He's been doing it for a while, and I think we all kind of – well, I know I definitely did. I kind of figured somewhere around between weeks 3 and 5 that a team is probably going to be calling. That's, you know, unfortunate injury or some – you know, you get a really good look at your offense, and you see – you know, you say, okay, we might need this. So,
yeah. Well, for whatever reason, he decided – he was decked out in Dez gear, by the way.
Yeah.
Jordaned up. But he said, I'm going to be ready this go around.
So.
And it's him with the football in his hand. And he's like, wait on it. It will be worth it. These all just came today. And then he's getting some therapy today. And he said, it's not over. And the dude, like, this is all today. And I'm like, okay, so is he about to sign somewhere? Where are you thinking there? You thinking he's about to get to them?
I think that the first one you said, when you said I'm gonna be ready this go around,
yeah,
sounds like he's probably going back to Cleveland.
Yeah,
it sounds like he may be taking a trip to Cleveland, maybe saying, "Hey, let's do this. Y'all gotta, you know, this.
Y'all made the right move at quarterback.
Yeah, lightning bolt of a quarterback. Let me go ahead and join in over here.
That'd be major.
That'd be major,
man.
Okay, this is what hypothesis I had. Because I'm one of them guys that you know good and well, there's probably 3 out of every 5 men in the Metro that believe that the Cowboys could possibly sign Dez back. Yeah. I told them we signed Dez back, that next game alone, we went off of energy alone.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
It'd just be a horribly energy alone. That's it.
I'll take Dez's 5 catch for 37 yards any day over anybody that we have right now on our roster.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be like a touchdown or two, isn't it?
Yeah. And I didn't want to drum up the Dez thing, but is that I see the same thing happening if he goes to Cleveland. Cleveland's already on a high. Mm-hmm. They're about to try something better. They're about to get a better high than the high they already got.
Yeah.
So is it going to stack on top? They're going to be higher than high. Mm.
Good Lord. Well, you know, Josh Gordon is no longer on the team. I find it funny, though, that he left Cleveland. They win a game. He goes to the Patriots.
And they lose.
They lose.
Man, wouldn't that be a trip?
He's going to – okay, just mark my words. He's going to cause trouble this week, and that'll be that. We're all going to be like, yeah, we expected to see 200-plus yards from Josh. Like from Gordon, so like we are. I'm just this future talk. Future. But anyway, run the band. But yeah, man. So it's that time of the show, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting out of here.
Yeah, we gotta say goodbye to all our friends.
Now it's time for so long.
Yeah.
I'm glad you started singing that one other than Barney. I was about to be like, nope, can't do it.
Oh, so that's where you draw the line?
you draw the line. Dinosaurs.
But 1-2 step. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jazzy Fizzle, Product Shizzle.
We going to do the shot.
My nizzle.
Shout out
this Brooks beat today. Is oh, you're just gonna start. Go ahead, Steve.
Shout out Brooks, man. I gotta admit, I did kind of start doing the running man when it started playing. I'm sorry, I got caught up in the moment, man. Just my bad. Okay,
that was
my
a
bad.
Moment. That's the funny part. Oh. What would make that song become a moment? I'm trying to think. Sierra has about 3 songs that I legit would call moment songs. Like, legit. There's, I can't say, oh, I wouldn't jam it.
And that's not one of them.
That's not one of them. Oh, my God.
I thought they retired that song when they stopped doing step movies.
Man.
I feel like everybody had a...
Step up.
Yeah, all the step ups, you got serves and all that. I feel like once them movies was like, all right, let's put those away. Like they should have put 1-2 step in there as well.
Save the Last Dance.
Yeah, like.
I was trying to think of songs that whole time. I mean, movies that whole time. Oh, I was like, God. Yes, found it. Honey.
Don't forget about Honey, man.
Oh, man. Oh, remember that? Oh. That was a real dance, and it was to Save the Last Dance with different people. Yeah. All right, but I'm sorry I went through that much trouble to find out. But go ahead.
Steve's still going.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. Anyway, shout out to the global listeners. I forgot we were even doing shout outs, but shout out to our global international listeners. And, shout out to my daughter. It's her birthday, 14th birthday today. Shout out to you.
Okay.
And shout out Pops. His birthday was yesterday.
His
87th birthday.
His what?
87. I'm just playing. He looks so confused.
Right. Hey, very confused.
He how old? He was like, hey, you know what? Then he was like, wait, what? And put it in chat. You didn't. Never mind. You didn't catch it. All right, I'm done with shout outs. Your turn, Mike.
What the? Oh my
shout out Steve. This fool just keeps, like, I never run out of jokes towards Steve.
I used to think that I could not go home. But now I know the meaning of true love. If I can see it, there's nothing. Oh, wait,
you
then I can do it.
Everywhere.
You was about to start singing Basketball Jones.
Should be crying, but I just go straight to Maxwell.
Should be crying, but I just can't let it go.
Yo, man, shout out Ryan. He keeps me laughing.
He heard
man.
That with him.
Obviously, shout out Guns, Camille, Brooks.
This is the remix. We close the studio.
I am shutting down the studio.
There's only one way you can get it back. He's 100% Cambodian breast milk, yo. It's the only way I'm open the studio.
Bring it back by tonight.
Oh, man. Y'all fools. Y'all fools, but...
Thinking about you. I'm still transitioning.
Obviously.
Do you not think they'll find
a What's your shout out, Brian?
I know.
He
thought it was me.
I know, right? For once, it wasn't Steve.
Oh man, my shout outs is real simple, man. Shout out to Camille, shout out to Brooks, and because y'all ain't shit. All right, just leave it there. Shout out to Guns. You notice I separated him from the others. Shout out to them. Let me think. Just real quick, new show I started watching. I'm already done with it. Thank you, Netflix. Atypical. That is a hilarious show.
It is.
And we've been laughing about this for like 4 days. That's correct. We just started watching this like 4 days ago. But yeah, great show. Great show, funny. I will give you the background of it. I didn't. But
I would. But I'm not
going there. Can't make me dirt. But yeah, man. So without further ado, this is Sports Talk on the Gun Range. Click clack.
Bang, bang. Bang.
We out here.
Teach me the motherfucking game, ghost.
I'm done.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.